From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is pressing Congress to swiftly approve health care overhaul legislation. A day after delivering an impassioned speech before a joint session of Congress, the president again defended the need for choice, including a public option.
One way to give people a real choice when it comes to their health care and keep insurance companies honest is by making one of the options available in such a marketplace a non-for-profit public option.
The president speaking at an event organized by the American Nurses Association. In response, Republicans are refuting the president's defense of a public option and also warned the White House plan will drive the economy deeper into debt. General Motors has confirmed that Ontario-based Magna International will purchase its European subsidiary, Opel. Dan Karpinchuk has a look at the Magna bid.
Magna, the auto parts supplier, along with its Russian partner Sberbank, will control 55% of Opel. GM will hold 35%, and the remaining 10% will go to Opel's workers. The Magna bid was favored by the German government, which sees it as a jobs preserver ahead of national elections in Germany at the end of the month. Berlin also offered about $1.5 billion in bridge financing to keep Opel from going under. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says some key issues, including government financing and support from the unions, must still be finalized, but that's expected within the next few weeks. Talks will also be held in the coming weeks with other European countries where Opel has operations. Magna is headed by businessman Frank Stronach and based in Aurora, Ontario, just north of Toronto. Stronach has pledged to keep all of Opel's German plants open. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The U.S. trade gap widened significantly in July as imports rose a record 4.7%. In the labor market, the number of people continuing to collect unemployment insurance is still above 6 million, but new applications for benefits dropped more than expected last week. Positive news today from the fire lines above Los Angeles, where the 16-day-old station fire is now more than 70% contained. We get the latest from Hedy Lynn Hurtis of member station KPCC.
Firefighters in the Angeles National Forest were finally able to perform a controlled burn, which had been postponed for 3 days because of wind conditions. The overnight controlled burn removed heavy brush from areas where strong Santa Ana winds could have sparked additional spot fires. One of the areas was near Mount Wilson, home to an historic observatory and vital communications towers. The arson fire has consumed over 160,000 acres, making it the largest fire in L.A. County history. Its cost, nearly $78 million. There are still over 3,000 firefighters on duty, with nearly 4,000 structures still being threatened. The predicted date of full containment? Not until next Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurtis in Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 60 points. This is NPR. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner seemed upbeat about the prospects for economic recovery. On Capitol Hill, he appeared before a congressional panel that oversees the $700 billion troubled asset relief program. Geithner told lawmakers that the economy is strong enough again for the government to shift its attention from rescue to growth planning. The United Nations says heavy rains in West Africa have caused floods and killed more than 150 people. Damage to hundreds of thousands of homes and health risks are some of the consequences of these floods. From Dakar, NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton has details.
Senegal is one of the West African countries hit by floods during this year's rainy season deluge. Burkina Faso, Sierra Leone, Mauritania and Niger are among the others suffering floods. The UN has revised upwards the number of deaths and says 600,000 people's homes have been damaged by floods. Sierra Leone's disaster management boss said some people were washed away by floodwaters while others were struck by rubble and heavy rocks falling on their properties. She said others were unable to pay hospital and treatment bills and died from their injuries. Niger has appealed for help after floods left 40,000 people without shelter in the desert Agadez region. The UN has launched emergency food distribution to flood victims in a number of countries. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
In Sierra Leone, authorities are still searching for more than 200 people missing after their boat capsized. At least 8 people are confirmed dead. And here's an update from Wall Street. The Dow is now up 59 points at 9606. NASDAQ is up 16 points at 2076. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.